The ballooning costs of health care act as a hungry tapeworm on the American economy, is how Buffett put it in the six-paragraph news release that offered no blueprint, but what Amazon founder Jeff Bezos called talented experts, a beginner's mind, and a long-term orientation. You can see where this is going. Shop for a piece of furniture online, and the seller explains why it can offer a quality sofa at a reasonable price by listing the half dozen middlemen it's cutting out. Retail warehouse, retail store, wholesaler warehouse, wholesaler showroom, export agent. It may not be possible to list the intermediaries milling about between a patient and a healer, but David Cutler, a health economist at Harvard, made the striking calculation that administration accounts for about a quarter of the cost of health care in the United States, perhaps double the rate in the next most benighted system. He once pointed out that Duke University Hospital had 900 beds and 1,300 billing clerks. None of this qualifies as news. What does is the prospect of a new sensibility addressing the mess. Bezos became the richest man in the world in no small part by exploiting and inventing technology, like one click. His approach is to undercut the competition at every turn, cutting prices so low that customers were reliably pleased, and vendors had no choice but to stock his shelves. Many of the company's half-million employees work among those shelves at the fulfillment centers all across the United States where boxes are packed and shipped. A warehouse worker might make $15 an hour, better than retail, but not enough to make anyone rich, especially after taxes and health insurance premiums, which have been rising faster than wages. If the triad of Amazon, Berkshire Hathaway, and J.P. Morgan Chase can find a way to bring sense to health care, the savings will accrue first for those three companies, which are not acting out of altruism. But sometimes business interests align with human ones. Every dollar matters to an hourly worker. And when the savings from a better health care system reach the worker, and when the worker reaches a doctor without having to run a gauntlet, the vaunted disruptive efficiency of tech will have produced a common good.